you obviously went out quite a bit. You're in that very good position close to town.
Mm.
So would you be able to go out during the day several times a week or something?
No, because we were limited by, as long as if it was summertime and the weather was fine and you'd go for a walk in the park and everything, really good. In wintertime, when if you'd have to pay to go somewhere, like pay to go to a movie, our pay was so low, it limited what sort of social things you could do, and there was no two ways about that.
Yeah. So you had to almost save to go to the pictures?
Yes, you did. It's not.
What about, well, I suppose then, how often would you go shopping, for instance?
Very seldom. Very seldom.
Do you have favourite places you went? What about buying stockings, that sort of thing?
Yes. There's plenty of shops in Wellington, in Christchurch, and of course I'd love to go and have a look around Ballantyne's and things like this, knowing they were things that I was never going to ever, you know, be able to come to. I'd never in my life, even though we had not been well off, ever known what an op shop or what a set looked like until that stage but it was something that was an option for us to get, especially to get the heavier jackets and stuff that did, even in those days, they cost a lot of money and you needed them for winter time down there. And
And what about clothes? You know, clothes for mufti clothes. I mean, did you sew?
I sewed,
so you had a sewing machine?
I had a sewing machine, okay. Yes.
So you took that with you?
Yes, okay.
So you'd be going to buy fabric?
And we had a phase that whenever you went out, you wore a hat. So we became, two or three of us became very good hat makers, and we made hats for other people.